And this is the first that I've recorded for almost a week. It's Thursday, July 12th. Took a few days and just didn't record anything. I did a lot of listening to on-site shows and stuff like that. So that's been good, and I'll continue not to record very much. Just ever so often, I'll just switch it on and kind of rattle off a little something. But I'm thinking about the kind of the format of the show, if you want to call it a format. It's pretty random as to how long the episodes are, but that's okay. But it's, I mean, I've released a lot this past couple months, especially. I mean, there was one 7-day period where, not exactly a week, because it started the Monday, where I released 4 shows. And I didn't realize that until I heard PQ Ribber on Overnight Escape Central talking about the shows that had been released that week, and Shamble Show came up 4 times. I was like, oh my god. And at least 2 of those were pretty long, too. So, and it's great. I mean, I it was a very productive period. Right now I'm feeling the need to kind of slow down a little bit. Still record a little bit here and there, but until I have all the Manakwa episodes posted, I'm not going to release any more episodes. I'll get those. It all depends also on when my laptop gets fixed. My uncle was working on it today, so he asked me a question on it. You know, what error is it coming? It keeps coming up with this fatal error, and I can't get it to boot up. And then I emailed, asked him a question from work, and I never heard anything back. So I don't know what he ended up finding out. I should probably call and find out, but I'm a little afraid to call and, hear that the laptop is scrapped completely. It's just kaputsky. So, and I still have the option of making a backup and, clearing it into the factory settings. Like it was straight out of the box to start over. But I don't know if even that would fix the error. It's supposed to, I think. So, I don't know. But I still plan to release regular episodes. Or release episodes regularly. I don't know if there's anything regular about my shows. to the tune of probably once a week now. Maybe if something big comes up that I need to get a show, once in a while that kind of thing happens, maybe 2 in that week, but for the most part, whatever I record over the course of the week will probably be the show, so I may end up recording about as much as I was doing, I don't know, but right now I'm just giving myself a little bit of a break, little radio vacation, as Frank would call it. I can't believe it. At least the laptop's working okay now. I have it back, and I lost all the files, everything. All the basic software's on there, like that you get when you first get it, you know, like the Microsoft Word and Paint application. There's a little, you know, you can get on the internet, but all the files are gone. It's not a huge problem, and I'm so glad that all of my shamble shows and my Anybody's Guess, all my other material is on the internet, and it's preserved in different places. You know, I have a lot of it backed up on CDRs. Not all of it, but the more recent stuff I don't have on CDRs yet, but I'll get there. But I lost the Audacity software. I'm going to have to download that again. You know, and I had a long field recording from Chicago TARDIS last year, which is the Doctor Who convention. That was from November of last year. And I still have the raw audio on a CDR, but I was about halfway through doing an edit of it and whittling it down so that I could release it at some point. And I'll have to start all over. I don't know. It may end up not even becoming a full release on its own. I might just put clips of it into a couple of shamble shows or something. I don't know. That'll be down the road. I'm not going to worry about it right now. This has taught me that maybe I was rushing too much and trying to get, you know, too much done. I mean, I like the material that I've come up with, shamble show and everything. Just maybe I can slow down and just take my time working on each episode for a little while. It's, you know, instead of having to rush them out, you know, and get them online as soon as possible, and I get kind of an anxiety thing going if I couldn't get it on there right away. So I'll just take my time. Today I released the episode 52 of the Shamble Show, which is the duck story, and that's the second part of the Minocqua footage. I have three more parts of that to go. So, yeah. I'm not sure exactly how soon I'll get the third one out. So maybe sometime this next week. Sometime or other. It's July 13th now. Friday the 13th. But, you know, it was a pretty good Friday for me. Friday the 13th. The only real... I need to slow down. I'm coming into town. The only real issue that I had was we're having trouble with our fax line at work, and we're trying to get the tech guys together with the person that's trying to send us all these faxes and is having trouble, you know, just to see exactly where the problem is. I don't know if it's on our end or their end or somewhere in the middle. I don't know, but you know, that's what we're trying to sort out. So that was kind of a headache, but otherwise doing pretty good. I lost a couple of pounds and then went to Monocle's today, but made myself only get the 2 breadsticks instead of the 5. So it's baby steps. But I've been doing really well this week. And Jackie and I went swimming last night, and I did the side stroke across the pool a couple times, and that's a good little exercise, you know, it's a good workout, because I'm not good at underwater swimming. I just don't seem to have that gene to do that, but if my head is above water, then I'm okay. You know, I'd be okay swimming for a while. I know that's a problem, because what if I somehow end up out in the ocean, have to get to shore. You know, you don't get that far with your face out of the water you know? But hopefully that won't ever happen. I'm heading out to the van on my lunch break. I need to make a run home, get my checkbook, and then go to the bank. It's a few days later. Right now, it's Wednesday, July 18th, just after 11 in the morning. And, just kind of thought I'd record a little bit of the drive back and forth, because I haven't recorded in a few days. I'm still kind of on a relaxing go slow on that. Oh my god, it's hot in here. We are here in central Illinois. We're kind of in a drought situation right now. I mean, we've had very little rain for the last month or so. Pretty bad. I heard yesterday that there were, some of the farmers have kind of given up on their crops and what little they had, they've been feeding to their cows. So, yikes. Pretty bad. So, but I can't complain too much in my personal life here. Got acclimated back into work pretty well, and I don't remember very much about what I had said. I know I recorded two segments last week, which you should have just heard just before this, and I think I was talking about my laptop, which, it's working fine now. I just lost some stuff. I'm starting to miss the stuff I lost, like the journal entries and stuff. I had a bunch of written journal entries from early last year, like January through about May. That stuff is gone now. I didn't have any backups of it because I'm stupid. But, okay, when I release Shamble Show episodes, what I do is I do the regular version on, it's like 128 kbps, whatever that is, and then I release that on archive.org on my own net label, Fallen Cow, and then I do a lo-fi version of it, like a mono version, and that's the version that I release on OnSug. Okay, so I had all the episodes caught up through the end of June on both places. The first episode of July that I did was sailing along on Patterson Bay, which was episode 50. And I had released a lo-fi version on OnSug, but I hadn't got around to doing the Fallen Cow version, for lack of a better word, yet. And so currently, episode 50 is the only episode of the Shandle Show that the lo-fi version is the only one that exists. And it sounds fine, I think. You know, it still sounds fine. The hi-fi version, the stereo version, is perpetually lost. So, and let's see. What have I done? I released the first two Minocqua episodes so far. Episode 51, which was a road trip to Minocqua, and episode 52, which is the duck story. And I'm pretty pleased with how they came out, especially the duck story one. I think that one came out pretty well. I'm getting ready to release episode 53, which will be called Curb Jump. And I listened to it last night, and I'm really pleased with it. I really like how it came out. That one is just me by myself driving around in Minocqua, Wisconsin, and Woodruff, Wisconsin. And, you know, all the hijinks that I got into. It was a lot of fun. And so I still need to release episode 54, which I think is going to be called Taffy Chant. And episode 55, which at the moment is called Cheese, with an exclamation point at the end. Cheese! Those two need to go out. Now, Taffy Chant in particular is going to need some editing, I think, because it's kind of a long, sprawling recording. I pretty much just let the recorder go, you know, for pretty much the whole time we were out store hopping around the little shops in Minocqua, downtown Minocqua, the business district. And I don't know. I'm going to have to go through that one carefully because I don't. Maybe it'll turn out to be fine because I haven't listened to that footage yet. But the raw edit that I did, where I just put all the stuff I have together, is a little over 2.5 hours long, which is considerably longer than the rest of them have been. The rest of them have been between 1.5 and 2 hours. Actually, I think the first one was just over 2 hours. I'm not sure about that. Maybe it was shorter. I'm getting my episodes confused. So, yeah, that's going to take some work. And I've been releasing these on a slower pace than I generally do. I want to get into kind of a slower pace, so I'm not just rushing to get everything done, because I think I might have said something earlier in this episode that, you know, I want to be able to kind of take my time with it a little bit more and not make myself do it at, like, breakneck speed and, you know. So that's the current plan, at least. Basically, it's just the deal is that I want to keep the quality up. I don't want the quality of the shows to suffer by doing too many of them. So that's where we currently are. And I currently am at home. Okay, let's just run in real quick and we'll get the checkbook. Should have had it on me, but I didn't. Okay, let's see what's happening in the house. Not very much. There's nobody here. Not sure exactly what this episode's going to be like. Probably just various little scraps of things. Recordings. Checkbook. Check! let's take a look at the bunny real quick. Moog, because we had his water set up, but sometimes it falls over. And yes, it did fall over. Hi, Moog! Hi, buddy! Aw. Here, sniff the recorder. Sniff the recorder? I don't know if you heard anything there. Let me set you down. Okay. We need to get a better system for propping this water up, but for now, this is what we've got. There you go, buddy. Aw, there you go. Yeah. Good boy. Moog is like about 9 years old. He's a very old bunny. I'm starting to think he might be an immortal bunny. So, that's fun. Alright. Bye, Melina. Bye, Arky, wherever you are. He's hiding somewhere. Arky's kind of antisocial. Where's my key? Where are my keys? They're my key. I'm not going to take you into the bank with me. Sorry. But I'll talk to you while I'm driving there and driving back. The other project that I've been working on is
I got inspired because Frank Noor has been putting out some various compilations of Creative Commons music, and there are quite a few songs that I've used in my various projects, Shamble Show, Anybody's Guess, and I wanted to see what it would sound like by making those into a compilation. So I did, and it came out to about 70 minutes after I used the 20 songs that I wanted. I chose 20 songs, and I think it came out pretty well. So that project is called Wingless Animal, because there's a line in a song, one of the songs, and it's this song's by Wendell, is the artist, and Wingless Animal is a phrase in that song, in the lyrics. So that may be out by the time you hear this. Actually, it probably will, I think. I mean, I've got it all complete, so just whenever I get around to releasing it, I've been listening to it a couple times, and I'm digging what I hear. It was also kind of inspired by Carrie Michelle Show, episode 15, where she did kind of a recap of the songs that she's included in her show. So she played them in her show. I think she played all of them that she's had. I'm not sure. This isn't all the music I've used, but it's kind of the cream of the crop as far as I'm concerned. It's all songs that I feel an emotional, personal attachment to. You know, songs that I hear and I just feel really good, feel really happy. All right, we are turning on to. So damn hot. It's 95 degrees Fahrenheit. And, I don't know. Something's gotta happen. Because I go outside and I just feel gross. You know, because the heat is just so dry. Oh, that bank says it's 101 degrees. God, it's hot. It's really hot. Now there's some sprinklers going in front of some of the businesses on this one block. Sprinklers would help, yeah. I thought sure when we went to Wisconsin that it was going to be cooler there, but not really. There was one night when we got a fair bit of rain there, but yeah, we need some rain here. We really, really need it. Daughter's been getting nosebleeds because she's susceptible to the dryness of the air. And my wife has that tendency too, but I don't think she's had any nosebleeds. Well, this time around. But yeah, it's not good. It's not. And I've only had maybe 3 or 4 nosebleeds ever. For some reason, I don't really get them that much, which is, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. But, it's just one of those deals, one of those things. In other news, DirecTV and Viacom hate each other. So they were trying to negotiate. Viacom's trying to raise the amount of money that they, you know, increase the amount of money that they get for all the channels that they provided on DirecTV, which was like 26 of them or something. And DirecTV fought that and fought that, and we're currently into the second week of all the Viacom channels being not on DirecTV. My wife kind of misses MTV and VH1. I'm kind of ticked because I don't have Comedy Central, and my 6-year-old daughter does not have the Nickelodeon channels, and she, you know, I mean, it's hard to explain what's happening to a 6-year-old. It's hard to explain that. Like, they're talking it out, they're trying to, you know, they're fighting. And when she realized what that meant, she kind of cried, and it wasn't like a temper tantrum. It was more like she was grieving the loss of her favorite shows. You know, I mean, that, you know, kids get attached to those things. So the characters on the shows are like can be kind of like friends to them, and it's, you know, so I mean, I feel bad for her. At the same time, it's like this is the situation now. So, but I read an article today that said that DirecTV is saying that they're getting closer to negotiating a deal with Viacom, and it probably will mean that my bill is going to go up some. But you know, as long as it isn't an unrealistic amount, as long as it kind of makes sense, that'll be okay. And if not, then you know, we'll just get rid of it. But I don't think that will be the case. I did see this morning when I was driving to work, on somebody's curb was the DirecTV dish thing that they had on their roof. So I'm like, wow, okay, that's cool. All right, I'm at the bank. I hope the recorder doesn't melt while I'm in there. But I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. Ugh, got that done. I have a sandwich at my desk to eat. It's kind of a leftovers sandwich. My wife put Polish sausage and cheese on between two toasted pieces of bread. So that's what I'm eating. I had a couple bites, and it's actually not bad. I was kind of skeptical until I bit off of it, and it's okay. So, I lost 3 pounds. Woo! So that's since just before Minocqua. Somehow, I ended up losing 2 pounds in Minocqua. I don't know. So those pounds are still in Minocqua. But I mean, I wasn't really watching what I was eating. But I guess I was doing a lot of like swimming and you know other active kind of stuff. So. And also, I was eating more, like, home-cooked-type meals. You know, my mother-in-law and my wife had made some stuff. So, you know, there wasn't that much fast food kind of a thing. So that's good. So, yeah, I got 3 pounds off, only 47 to go, and I'll have attained my goal. You know, I want to be slim is what I want to be. So, and that's... That's a goal that I've been making for a while, but, you know, now, as I'm saying here, maybe I'm making strides to attain that, so, I've been weighing myself, like, obsessively every morning, you know, like, okay, I've lost these pounds, I don't want to go back above that again, so, kind of, and it's a digital, scale that we have, so it's like, you know, the weight point 2.4 point whatever. So, you know, I'm in the 0.2 of the current weight that I am, you know. So I need, if I gained 0.8, then I would have gained 1 pound back. So I just have to lose 0.3 and I'll have lost another pound. I know that's a weird way to think of it, and that's probably not the right way to think of it, but it kind of works for me. I don't know. It's odd. I'm an odd duck. Yes, I know that. But, you know, yay! I've lost 3 pounds. I looked up on the internet about The Office, the American, you know, version of The Office, which has been renewed for a 9th season. And I don't know. I was surprised that it was renewed, actually. Like, the episodes are, unless, I know, the car was going, oh, Jesus, started to turn left, it was a car coming, and then, so I let him in, and now, okay, the guy's going around me, meow, I want to piss to you, blah, 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 okay, whatever. You know, it seems like, to me, like it's getting kind of tapped out. One of my coworkers loves the show, and she said that she thinks it's still top-notch. I think it's, you know, a cut below that now, and I think it's really just because they've spun their wheels, and they've done more or less everything they can with it, I think, and also because, and more importantly, the actors seem to be wanting to leave. So, okay, so to name off, we've got Mindy Kaling, who played Kelly Kapoor, has left the show, and she's doing her own show called The Mindy Project, and I think that's going to be on Fox. BJ Novak, who plays Ryan, those are both writers also on the show, or they were. BJ Novak, who plays Ryan, is going to appear probably in fewer episodes, they're saying. Ed Helms, who plays Andy, and John Krasinski, who plays Jim, are both going to be appearing in fewer episodes so that they could do various movie projects. And Rainn Wilson, who plays Dwight, apparently is going to do about half a season and then be spun off into his own show, the Dwight spinoff or whatever, taking place, I guess, at Shroot Farms, which I don't think is a good idea, because the whole Shroot Farms thing and his cousin Moe's, who's like this backwoods imbecile, pretty much. All that stuff is very funny, but it's like funny in a more offhanded way, like, you know, kind of in the background. The shows aren't always about it. I don't know. And I'm just really not seeing it being a good idea to spin him off into his own show. I could be wrong, but I don't know. I'm not too happy about that idea. And then, with the other actors being there less and less, Catherine Tate is signed on to be a regular this coming year. She plays... Oh, God, what's her name? Nellie. She plays Nellie on the show, and she was in several episodes this past season, and I really like Catherine Tate. Apparently, there are a lot of people that don't really like her humor, but I like her a lot. I think she was fantastic on Doctor Who, playing Donna. She did a lot of really great stuff, balancing comedy and drama, and I think she's great. So I'll be happy to see her on there again. And I'll continue watching the show. I mean, you know, I'm a fan from beginning to end, but it's starting to feel to me like Happy Days toward the end, where, you know, people were leaving, Ron Howard left, and Donnie Most left, and, you know, they had just various people leaving and stuff, and it was they had to bring in a bunch of new characters, and they had the Ted McGinley factor, which is that supposedly Ted McGinley's the guy that people go to whenever their shows are starting to wind down to the end. They bring him in. Like, that's supposed to be a sign that it's jumped a shark. So hopefully they won't get Ted McGinley on The Office, because that would be kiss of death time right there. That's the idea behind that. Back at work, and I'm going to stop recording now. I'll pick it up, at some point soon, but, I'm doing this kind of more slowly while I'm releasing the Minocqua episodes. So, I'll record some more, and whenever I've got these little scraps all together and I'm done with the Minocqua episodes, I'll release these as an episode. It's the next day, July 19th, and there's a breeze today. It's not a really strong breeze, but it's enough to make it actually tolerable to be outside. And I'm on my way to work. It's 7:42 a.m. Let me see. I don't really know what else I was going to say. Oh, I almost screwed up the laptop again yesterday. Damn it. I'm at the library, right? And I uploaded the Shambles Show episode 53, and I went to shut it down, and then these updates automatically started installing. I don't know how to get it to stop doing that, because it didn't used to. Used to be it would just do it when you, like, maybe when you started it up again, but it said, okay, update 1 of 11, and it took like 20-25 minutes to get through update number 1, then it went over to 2, and I'm like, oh crap, and the library was getting ready to close, and I was under the impression I had a dead battery. I had put the battery in the van in the glove compartment and forgot it was there, so I'm sitting there, it's like 9 o'clock, and they're trying to close, and I went up there and I explained the situation, and
I'm like, I'll try to get that battery and see if it works. And if it doesn't work, I'm just going to have to do a cold shutdown and, during the updates and lose everything. Because, as my Uncle Jack explained it, it's inputting lines of code. And if you interrupt it in between those lines, then it causes a fatal error. And the only thing you can do is just start all over. Just lose everything and... it goes back. You have to go back to like factory settings, and that is what happened a couple weeks ago. So, you know, I left the laptop on the table in the library. It was at like update 3 of 11. Ran out to the van, got the battery, came back in, praying all the way, and I snapped the battery in, and then I held my breath and unplugged it, and it stayed on. Like, sweet, awesome. So, I didn't know how long the battery was going to hold up. So, I rushed home as fast as I could without running any stoplights. And it took a long time to get through update 3. And then it got through 4 and 5 within about 5 seconds. And the rest of them took a while. Each update, but I got it home, got it plugged in, and it's fine. And apparently, I have a working battery after all. So, you know, I don't know how long it's gonna hold up or what, but you know, I'll just kind of baby it and get a new battery to have on standby, or maybe just go ahead and put in. So, okay, I'm going around some construction. It's kind of precarious here. Eggs. They're waving me through. Thank you. Glad to know this construction is done. Not even sure what they're trying to construct. Alright, now. Parking place. Parking space. Okay. I think I was within the lines, but I am. Okay, I'll get back to you sometime soon. Can you hear that breeze at all? I don't know if you can. But, it's pretty light, but it's a breeze! Ugh. It was a little cooler today. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. Let me get started out, and I'm going to talk a little bit then. Oh god. My shoestring just got stuck on the emergency brake. That could have been bad, but I caught it before I started driving. Out of my space to go pick up my daughter. It's I should tell you, it's the same day as earlier, July 19th at 4:22 p.m. and I'm recording little bits here and there, put them all together, recording in the field, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. I do really enjoy... Oh, okay, I'm going by the construction again. Okay. I do really enjoy... Hang on. I think we got a flagger. I just want to make sure that I'm where I should be. Oh... He should have been flagging, but he was talking to somebody else on the truck next to him. So it was a good thing that nobody else came around, because I would have been plowed. Actually, that's probably not true. We're, you know, going slow enough. We're only going about 15 miles an hour. So it wouldn't have been one of those situations. busy around here.
Okay, so I started thinking about the Shambles Show, and I think it should end. No, I'm just kidding. But I was thinking about like field recording type shows versus studio recording shows. I mean, that's two basic ways that you can do this kind of a show. You know, there are others, I'm sure, but those seem to be the two main ones. And I don't know if I've... Most of my shows, actually the vast majority, have been pretty much like this, where I record them kind of piecemeal, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, and that's kind of by necessity, because I don't always have a lot of time to block out just to record, you know, to say, okay, I'm going to take the next hour and record a show, just all in real time, all at once. So the vast majority of my shows are like this. About the only times I can think of that I've recorded a whole show in one fell swoop, it was just like going for a walk outside, and that's still field recording. That's not. And then, as far as studio kind of stuff, if you want to count the ones that I've recorded when I'm trying to fall asleep, you know, there've been a couple of those where I just late at night I just kind of ramble. But I haven't really done shows where I just sit down in my house, which, you know, I would call a studio, and just record a show. And I think I'd like to try that at some point soon. It's a matter of finding time to, you know, to do that. Probably when I'm home by myself, so there's not an interruption every 5 minutes. God love family, you know. But just to sit and just talk, you know. So I might make that a goal for August to do at least one or two of those, like just studio shows, and see how it is. Like the Overnight Scape, Frank Evernora used to do all studio shows, and now his are kind of a combination between in the field and at home, if I understand right. Okay, this is a ridiculous four-way stop that everybody just goes kind of whenever they want to. There's no rhyme, no reason. So, but that, I just wanted to get that on recording while I was thinking about it. And, you know, maybe the opportunity will come. But, I mean, don't get me wrong, the field shows are great, you know, because you're hearing all these external noises of where I am, and, because I can do it while on, you know, on the fly, or I'm driving from one place to another, was what most of them are. But it would be nice also just to sit down, maybe actually write out some notes. I don't think I've ever done that. Just write out some notes of what I want to talk about, and just go down the list one by one by one. So, look forward to that. Okay, it's the next day, July 20th at 4:23 p.m. Leaving work, going past the same construction site as yesterday. There's a little bit going on, but not a whole lot. It's just big, huge mounds of dirt and holes of dirt in the dirt. Well, yeah, with a fence around it. You guys gotta get this finished. It looks so unsightly, oh my god. So, anywho, a couple things that I wanted to mention here. I have no idea when I'm going to release this show. I mean, it's going to be episode 56, so it's got to be after the last two Minocqua episodes. I'll have to figure this out. I don't know. But, yeah, I've been thinking about the show some, and that stuff I was talking about yesterday, about, like, studio recordings and stuff, and a lot of my episodes have gotten pretty long lately, which is not a bad thing, you know. At the same time, it might not be a bad idea to kind of experiment with, you know, doing some shorter episodes again. Maybe like a half hour, 45 minutes. It's just something I'm knocking around, you know. Maybe give myself a preset time frame. I'll sit down and this, I'm going to record the whole show now, and it's going to be a half hour, 30 minutes. Not counting theme song. So that's kind of knocking around in the back of my mind, and I mean, I don't have to decide that right away, of course. It's kind of play as I go along, you know? And no change to the format. I don't want to think of it of changing the format as something permanent. I want to think of it more as just, okay, this is what I'm trying this week, you know? So who knows? Who knows what you're going to hear? So it's kind of exciting that way. Also, I'm on my way to pick up Jackie and give her some good news that we're getting Nickelodeon back. Either late yesterday or early today, Viacom and DirecTV came to a deal that, the Viacom channels are being carried on DirecTV again. So, and they were supposed to start immediately, so they should be on now. So Jackie will get her Nickelodeon back. I will get my Comedy Central back, and Annie will get her VH1 and MTV back. So, and all will be right with the world. I guess, I don't know. I think it's a bunch of corporate greed back and forth. And, you know, we want to do this, we're going to do this. Viacom wanted more. DirecTV didn't want to pay him more. So now, after all this, DirecTV lost some customers. After all that stuff is over, DirecTV is going to have to pay more. Apparently they're not going to have to pay quite as much more, just from what I understand. It's like, it might be like a 20% increase instead of a 30. It just depends on which side you're listening to. Viacom's like, oh, it's a matter of extra, you know, a few extra pennies per bill, you know, and DirecTV's like, oh my god, I can't totally not believe it. I should have gone there. I got involved talking, and then this is that damn four-way stop again. That everybody just goes all whenever in the hell they want to. Oh well, I haven't been hit yet. So, even so, I'm not really a fan of that intersection. So, yeah, I guess the DirecTV bill will probably go up. You can pretty much expect that within the next couple months, probably. They might pace it out a little bit just to try to make it look like it's not a direct result of this Viacom thing. But everybody's going to remember it, you know. And, I mean, it got a little bit ugly there. There was one side or the other. I think DirecTV did it, but I'm not sure. That last night before they took Nickelodeon off, I say Nickelodeon because that's the main channel, you know, that I keep hearing about in the house. But that last night they ran this awful commercial where they were like,
on Nickelodeon where they're like, now kids will no longer... What's happening here? A whole bunch of cars. This is like a big old, like a convoy, and I gotta turn left through it somehow. Big old semi and stuff back there. Oh, he's gonna let me go. Thank you so much. You're awesome. But the commercial that they ran had different clips of the different Nickelodeon shows and, you know, whichever it was, Viacom or DirecTV was saying that, I think it was Viacom. Well, yeah, it must have been Viacom doing it. Because DirecTV just carries the stations. But Viacom was like, DirecTV wants to take away all your channels, kids. You know, no more iCarly. And it's just the iCarly character going, what? You know. No more SpongeBob SquarePants. Oh my god! And it just went through the different shows. Big Time Rush, Victorious, you know. And, I mean, in it, Jackie didn't quite realize what was going on until that damn commercial. I'm like, you assholes. You made my kid cry. You're going down. But, anyway, whatever. They've got it semi-resolved now, apparently, so. Alright, I'm here. I need to pick up Jackie, so. I'll be back. I don't know if it'll be within the next couple days or within the next week. Just whenever I feel like it, I'll pick up the recorder and talk. Okay, so we were DVRing a show for my daughter on the night of July 10th when all that, that back and forth was going on between Viacom and DirecTV. This kind of just shows the cruel kind of tactics that were going on. Kind of both sides. This was the Viacom commercial. The commercial that Viacom ran. Trying to make DirecTV out to be the bastards. And then DirecTV was also... They were running conflicting messages at the bottom of the screen. Like right... at the same time. Let me see if I can find that text, too, in a minute. Here's the commercial.
DirecTV is taking Nickelodeon away from you.
No!
That means no more SpongeBob.
Help me!
No more Dora.
I need your help.
No more iCarly.
Shut your mouth!
No more Big Time Rush.
This is so bad!
No more Victorious.
I hate everything.
No more of your favorite Nickelodeon programming.
Oh yeah, and then they actually started running it a second time. So let me try to find the messages real quick. I just want to document what was going on, what made my daughter cry. Oh, come on. They ran it like three times, I guess. Okay, Viacom's got... I'll actually mute it, because that's... tonight, DirecTV will drop this and 25 other channels. Call 1-800, blah, blah, blah. And then they've got a scroll underneath that. Don't let them drop Nick, MTV, Comedy Central, BET, Spike, and many more. Must be 18 or... Okay, hang on, I'm trying to get a little past the... back to the beginning of the message again. I was just kind of stunned by the audacity. So it's got, despite DirecTV's claim, Viacom is asking for only pennies a day, which will not affect your bill. Don't let them drop Nick, MTV, blah, blah, blah. And then underneath is DirecTV's message. It's like all at the same time this is going on. I'm trying to find it. Viacom, who owns this channel, wants you to pay 30% more, $1 billion extra, to get the same networks without any choice. It's unlikely, but Viacom could suspend this channel on July 11th. Please see DirecTVPromise.com. And that's just what what kept going back and forth for a couple hours there, and then all of a sudden the channel just blipped out. I don't know. I was strangely fascinated by the whole process, and I'm wondering if it's going to be, you know, repeated by different companies, you know, because the way that this one went. Pretty sure. I mean, Viacom had also taken away the online streaming shows of some of these that, you know, aired on their channels, which also affected people that didn't even have DirecTV. So it was just a mess. But you know, it seems to be kind of straightened out more in Viacom's favor. I guess they're getting their 20% more instead of 30% more, but yeah, more in Viacom's favor. Hey! How's it going? Today is Monday, July 23rd. I almost said May 23rd. No, Monday, July 23rd. And I am going on my lunch break. I am going to meet up with my friend Tony. Jeez, I forgot where I was going for a minute. We are meeting at Hardee's. We usually meet at, like, Burger King most often. Started to go there for a second. That would not have worked out very well. I'd have just sat there thinking, where is he? And he would have sat over there thinking, where is he? And it would have just been silly. On Saturday, I released Wingless Animal, which is that Creative Commons compilation mix that I was talking about. And I think it came out pretty well. I did kind of go through it and run it back through the Audacity software because I needed to take out some spaces in between songs. Oh, sprinkling! Sprinkling. Could we be getting some serious rain? Could we? Please? We really need it. It's barely rained at all. Still. So I took out the unnecessary spaces so it just flows from one song to the next to the next. And one of the songs was kind of quieter than the other ones, so I amplified it a little bit, mixed it all together, and I think it came out pretty darn well. So that's released. I also have 3 out of the 5 Minocqua episodes released right now, and I'm nearly done proofing the 4th one. Can't say proofreading, but it's kind of proof listening. That is the one that I'm calling Taffy Chant. That is of me and my family going through the business district in Minocqua. And you know what? I thought I was going to have to cut a lot out of it, but it was actually some pretty interesting audio in there, I think. So I've listened to 2 hours out of the roughly 2.5 hour episode. And so far, I don't really think I'm going to make any cuts. Maybe I'll do a little bit toward the end, because I don't remember what happened in the end exactly. That's so weird, but all the stuff I was thinking about, the different stores and shops and everything that we went through that day, I've already heard those parts on the recording. So, I think that one may stay intact, and if it does, it'll probably be the longest of the 5. So, and then I will release the last one, which will be Shamble Show episode 55. And I'm not sure if I'm still going to call that one cheese or not. Cheese with an exclamation point. I might. But I'll probably play it this way. If I go to listen to it and something else jumps out at me as a good title, I'll probably go with that instead. But otherwise, cheese is kind of a funny title for an episode, I think. So, you got Taffy Chant and you got cheese. you've got whatever this one is. So this one's a bunch of little scraps from over the course of what? Currently a couple weeks or so? Maybe a little more by the time I'm done. So maybe it could just be called scraps. Oh crap, I need to be in this other lane. Rain. You don't understand. I have been so wanting rain. I don't know how else to say it. It's been so hot, and it cooled off a little bit over the last two or three days, but it's still pretty hot. And so we went to see my in-laws this weekend, and it was my father-in-law's birthday. And oh right, give him a second. Jeez, just turned. He just got his green arrow, and the guy behind him is like, "Mark." Jeez, give him a second. So I was sitting there in their living room, sweating. I'm like, why is it so hot in here, you know? And they didn't seem to be as uncomfortable as I was. I don't know. But you know, a couple of them did say it was pretty hot. So, all right. I just went through here. Could I please? No? Really? Okay. I'm meeting my friend Tony here, and I don't think he's here yet. Brought a sandwich for lunch, but got kind of hungry, so I went ahead and ate part of it. The rest of it's on my desk. I think what I might do is just get an order of fries here. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna do. There's like an intermittent breeze going on, but whatever it's not picking up. My God, it's like a sauna outside, man. I don't know what the hell happened. It was really nice for a couple of days there. It's the same day as earlier. Ew. I had the air conditioner on, and it just blew really hot air at me. Let's see if this will help. Ugh. Yeah, it's still July 23rd at... It is now 4:23 p.m. A couple things I wanted to say. First off, this afternoon, I had probably the most blatant synchronicity that I think I've had in a long time. At least since I've identified them as synchronicities. So I was listening to some old Overnightscape episodes from 2005. I was around episode, like, Overnightscape 206, 207, somewhere in there. I don't remember exactly. And I was working. I had to input a lot of data into our system. And Frank was talking about some stuff. And I don't remember what he was saying exactly about this. But he said... he was talking about something to do with the word Marquez, the name Marquez, and he was like, is it Marquez or Marquez? But the exact moment that he said Marquez, I clicked. Hang on, sorry, what? Oh. anyway, yeah, the exact moment that he said, Marquez, I clicked onto this spot where the word Marquez came up, was the next thing I needed to enter in. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, it was the exact second. It was insane. So, I don't know what all that stuff means, that whole synchronicity deal, if it's supposed to mean anything. All I know is it's pretty damn scary and really weird. So, anyway... Ah, there we go. What the hell else was I going to talk about? It's a synchronicity thing. Oh, I decided to start keeping track of the books that I read again. And in fact, I'm curious to see how much I read on a daily basis. So, what? It's honking at me, dude. Talking. Can't you see I'm doing my shamble show? And I mean, some days go by where I don't read anything at all, and then that leads me to, like, I'm reading the same book for like 2 weeks, and it's really not that long to be reading that book. So I'm gonna try to make this goal to start. It's stuck to my recorder. It's a piece of like a sticker or something that was folded over on itself, stuck in the bottom of my recorder. It's gone now. Oh, what, you guys? Let's get a grip. You're off work now. You shouldn't be pissed off anymore. So this is starting today. I found a notebook, a blank notebook, that I bought and never put anything into. So I'm going to keep track on a daily basis. I'm writing the title of the book that I'm reading, how many of the pages I read, which specific pages, and like the author and all that. So right now I am reading, and I started reading it today, a book called Humans by Robert J. Sawyer. This is the second part of a trilogy called The Neanderthal Parallax. I talked about the first part of it whenever it was that I was reading that. I think it was the end of winter, early spring. Alright, let me see if I can put the air conditioner on now. Maybe it won't be so bad. There. And the premise of the trilogy, or at least of the first part of it, is that there's this parallel universe where Neanderthals were the dominant species, that appeared on the Earth instead of humans, instead of us, Homo sapiens. And so I started reading that. I've only read, well, I read 10 pages this morning while I was getting ready for getting Jackie, waiting for my daughter to get ready. See, this is why I need to stop recording while I'm driving in traffic. I'm getting really distracted. I'm not saying the words that I want to say. Oh, it's really frustrating me. So, let's turn this up a little bit. There we go. So my goal is to read at least 50 pages a day, if not more. If there's a day where I can't get around to reading that much, then I'll try to make up for it the next day. I want to be able to get through more books per month. So 50 pages per day comes out to 1,500 pages per month as a minimum. So, you know, and I think I'll get over that. Some days I read quite a bit. It's just to get myself to make time for it is the biggest thing. So, there's a police officer driving along. I don't want to pull out right in front of him, so I'm going to sit here and wait. There he goes. To protect and to serve. And also, that'll give me an idea of, you know, when I'm planning what I'm going to read next, of how long it'll probably take me to get through a book. Instead of just, hells, I don't know, you know? Like when I go to the library, I'll look at the book and I'll say, okay, this is 300 pages, so that'll take me 6 days or less. You know what I mean? That's what I'll do. I borrowed Clockers by Richard Price out of the library, but it's really long. It's like 600 or 700 pages, and I don't think I'm going to get through that one right now. I just recently read North and South, and that was, a doorstopper. So I kind of want to read kind of shorter books for a bit, and especially to get into this whole, this whole schedule that I want to do. So, yeah. Do you ever just really stop and listen to a crowd of people? See if you can pick out individual voices. Let's try that. I'm gonna close out this show now. This might be a pretty good one. It's gonna be an interesting one. Recorded from, I don't remember exactly when I started doing this one, but shortly after coming back from vacation. And, so I'm on my way to meet up with some co-workers at Logan's Roadhouse. I'm going right now. A couple of my closer colleagues are out of the office today, otherwise I'd probably ride with them, but that's okay. I just have to remember to get gas in the van before I come back to work. So I've thought and I've made a couple of decisions as regards the show. For one thing, I think, actually this is the major decision, I think I am going to stick with one episode per week, at least through the month of August, and see how I like that, because, that's basically what I've been doing as far as, I released each one of the Manakwa episodes around, between 5 days and a week from each other, and it feels like a pretty good pace, actually. So that's what I might do. Now, as far as show length, are they gonna be half-hour shows, one-hour shows, 2-hour show? I don't know, but that's kind of up in the air at the moment. But the fact is that I want to do a show a week, and it'll probably be a combination between studio shows and shows recorded out on the field, so I don't know, but I do want to do more studio type shows where I'm just sitting alone by myself in a room, maybe with some notes, and I'm chatting, telling you guys what's up. So that's kind of where I am right now. Whoa, wind kicked up and a piece of paper flew right out of my van. Got a little bit of rain yesterday, and it's actually a little cooler today. It's still not, there's another one. Hope nobody thinks I'm littering. I hate littering. It's a little cooler than it's been, so that's, very reassuring to me. And it rained last night I was on a walk when it was raining, and I had to kind of run back home. With my headphones on. And, when I came back, I went back in and changed clothes. They were wet. And then, my wife went outside and saw that there was a big rainbow. It was a perfect rainbow, it wasn't just one of those small ones. It was all the way up and then back down, all the way across the sky. It's gorgeous. And so she got a couple of pictures of it. Jackie liked it too. She was out there watching us and everything. And by this time, the rain had, had kind of subsided. It was just barely sprinkling by that point. So, I've been to Logan's once before, it wasn't a bad experience. I just looked at some reviews online, and they were not too encouraging. Was people having bad experiences as far as mostly, you know, not being clean enough, the restaurant not being clean enough, and getting plates that were already dirty, you know, with whatever had been on them before your meal. So I don't really remember that. It didn't seem too bad when I was there before. So, you know, maybe they were just having an off day or something. So I'll give it a try. I'm in the mood for a big old burger. And I've been good this week. In fact, I have, I'm now up to, I lost 6 pounds. So got that going for me. I am now at, Frank will be interested in hearing this. My weight is now 209. So there's another 209 sighting as such. So, all right. I'm going to leave you with this. And I think probably episode 55, I'll get that. That's the only Minocqua episode I don't have out yet. I decided to call it Illinois Return. And I'll get that one out. Hopefully within the next day or two. It's the 27th of July right now. And then I'll just kind of compile this one, call it Scraps, and then put it out around July 30th, 31st. And then August will start the once a week schedule for a little while. Maybe not on any specific day. It might turn out that it's better on like Friday or Saturday, you know. I seem to get to the library more on Saturday mornings these days. And that's where I upload it from. So there we go. Okay, we're done.
Such a restrictive corporation online.
Hang on a minute.
Elliot, we need a better cell connection from you. I want to take your call, but I can't right now. I'm going to ask you to give Snerdly your number. We can call you back where you got a bigger cell connection.
Oh, okay.
All right. Who are we going to? Phyllis in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. You're next. Welcome to the program.